surprised were you when you heard you were going to season here?
I don't know how surprised. I think, you know, just seeing, you know, what, you know, the transactions in the summer and what we added to our team. You know, I knew I was going to be battling for a job, and it was just unfortunate, you know, that it ended up this way, you know, in the short term, but in the long term, it might be, you know, something good for me and, you know, try and take, you know, the positives out of it.
How could it be good long term, do you think?
I think, you know, kind of the point was to show more of my offensive upside. So, you know, I'm not pegged just as a fourth liner, you know, my whole career. So, you know, that's kind of, you know, what, you know, the vibes I got from the from management and from the coaching staff. And so, you know, that's going to, you know, I'm going to try and focus on that while I'm with the Moose.
How did you assess your preseason and the games that you had a chance to play?
You know, I thought I was pretty good, especially, you know, my test scores were really, really good. You know, I thought my first two games were really, really good as well. And then, you know, I played a wing for a couple of games, and, you know, I thought I did a decent job there. It was definitely a little bit of an adjustment. And then in Edmonton, I thought I was, you know, decent as well. So, you know, from my perspective and how I felt that I had a pretty good camp. And, you know, that's kind of the reflection I got from them, too, is that I had a good camp. So I guess I was and I don't know about satisfied, but I know I put in the right work in the summertime, and I know, you know, I came in shape and, you know, did what I could.
So it sounds like you think it's more of a reflection on the depth of this organization than a reflection on you.
Well, you kind of got to take it personally a little bit. You know, that's something that, you know, my goal from day one coming out of college was to, you know, never have to spend a day, you know, away from the Jets. And so, you know, you got to take it a little bit personally, but at the same time, you know, you got to take the positives out of it and understand, you know, we do have better depth than we did, you know, maybe a year ago. And, you know, just keep trying to prove myself.
Did they tell you what separated you from others or what to work on?
It was kind of the conversation of just, you know, they think that I could be a fourth liner, you know, on any team in the league, but, you know, they think that I can, you know, show more than just that and show that offensive upside. So, you know, they wanted me to just develop that side of the game, not that it's not there, but just kind of find it or find more of it, I guess. You know, I kind of felt like I showed it at the end of last year, and, you know, just keep building that confidence and, you know, maybe, you know, play a really big role, you know, with the Moose, you know, playing against the other team's top line, PPPK, you know, build that confidence so, you know, I can step into, you know, a 15, 16-minute role, you know, with the Jets soon.
So it's more of an interruption to your NHL career than a setback.
In my eyes, yeah.
Is it harder or easier that the big club and the American League team are in the same city where, you know, you don't get away, but you still got your friends right beside you in the dressing room?
Yeah, I think there's pros and cons. I mean, it kind of, I mean, yesterday was, you know, really a really tough day for me. So I think in the short term, seeing, you know, the training staff and the guys, you know, on a day-to-day basis kind of makes it sting a little bit more. But, you know, in the long run, you know, and away from the rink, it's nice to have, you know, the Mark Scheifele's, the Adam Lowry's, the Nick Ehlers, the Kyle Connors now, I guess, too, you know, in the same place, and nice to have that group of friends, you know, that I'll have, you know, no matter what team I'm on.
So you say yesterday was tough. How'd you handle it? What'd you do?
I didn't do too much. Yeah, it was a really tough day for me. I thought, you know, I never thought like that this was a possibility, but I just never planned on it, and I thought I put in the work, and so it was kind of a tough day for that. And you know all the phone calls that or texts that you get from, you know, all my support, you know, my circle back home, my family, my friends, you know, agent too. So it was just a long day of explaining over and over again what, you know, what they said and, you know, where to go from here. So it kind of got tedious towards the end of it, but you know, I'm lucky to have, you know, a great support circle with my family and, you know, whether it's, you know, hockey players I played with at Michigan or just, you know, high school friends that, you know, were able to reach out to me, so that made me feel a lot better. And a few of the guys on the team, too, were able to send out a text just, you know, tell me to keep my head up and, you know, keep working. I'll be back soon. So, you know, really appreciated that side of it, too.
What were some of the guys that caught up to you on the big team?
don't know if I want to name too many names, but it was a pretty widespread across the young guys and old guys. You know, I don't want to, make anybody, feel bad if they didn't or whatever. But it was a decent amount of guys, the guys that I was close with, guys that I wasn't overly close with. So it's nice to know I have that support, whether it's just a bump here or there or just a text like that. So really nice to have that support from the guys that, I spent the whole year with last year.